This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on EEI.
Our football coverage this week at WEEI is brought to you by Zuti. Build any app your company needs in a week. Visit Zuti.com for details. Also by Arbella Insurance, here for football fans, here for good, and by Shaw Supermarkets. And joining us on the Harbor One hotline, it is, should I say, ESPN's Mike Golic? Or Mike, what's your title? What do you want?
Well, I'm just Mike Golic now. I'm not with ESPN anymore, so I guess I'm just Mike Golic, husband and father.
How about journeyman? How about journeyman? I like that. That's journeyman Mike Golic.
There you go. That's fine. Hey, whatever works. It don't matter to me what you call me.
This might not surprise you, but there are some around these parts that are having a difficult time coming to terms with rooting for Tom Brady.
Oh, I would imagine so. It's got to be very, very interesting. What is the split, do you think? I mean, where it's got to be real interesting there.
We've done countless polls. Mm-hmm. I mean, results-wise, Curtis, was it generally like 60% are, 60-plus percent are, and 40% are not?
35? Yeah, 60 to 70% are, in their response to the polls, rooting for Brady. But not that's pretty low considering where he was a year ago.
I would think so. I would agree. I always wondered what it was going to be like up there because, boy, well, you know what? Hey, at least in my last year of having a gig, it gave me a lot to talk about.
yeah. Well, I mean, is your guess that they have a legit chance in this? So, I mean, we did our picks and everybody's pretty much taking KC, but I think because that team is just so explosive and able to come back, but Tom Brady, Buccaneers, pretty good chance to win this game, or reasonable chance to win this game?
I'm not going to lie. I was surprised, and I'm not one of those guys that knows how lines are set, but I was surprised it was only set at like 3, because I got to imagine so much money is on Kansas City. I thought it would be like 5 or 6, so people might take a shot on Tampa, because, yeah, I'm picking Kansas City as well. And quite honestly, I think if we all know it's Tom Brady and Pat Mahomes, this is what we do. We match up the quarterbacks. But if Tampa Bay is going to win, they're going to win because of their defense. They're in the Super Bowl because of their defense and what they did in Green Bay. I mean, Tom threw 3 interceptions in that game, and I think at least 2 of the times Green Bay got the ball in that interception and then went 3 and out because that defense for Tampa Bay, especially the outside rushers, Barrett, and Pierre Paul, did so well. You know, Devin White back at linebacker, he's a punisher. Vita Vea comes back in the middle and helps, you know, plug things up there. So, to me, if they win this thing, it's going to be because the defense did a good job against Kansas City's offense, which I think is a tall task, and I think Kansas City wins it like 34-31. As a former defensive player, I'd love to see it 10-6, but I don't think it's going to be that. But I think this is riding on the Tampa Bay defense.
Mike, when you look at this matchup, I think this game is won in the trenches, and it's more so about which team can put pressure on the other quarterback. And when you look at that, who would you give the advantage to? Because Kansas City's got a very good defensive line. You just talked about Tampa Bay's defensive line. But if you had to pick one, where would you give the edge?
Well, I probably, because of what's going on with the offensive line in Kansas City, I would give the edge to Tampa Bay. I mean, you had a 3 personnel switch. you know, you had your right tackle and Remmers go to left tackle because Fisher got hurt. You had your right guard Wiley go to right tackle and Wisniewski coming off the bench and playing right guard. So, you had some personnel changes there, and we saw what those outside rushes did to the two tackles from Green Bay. The difference is if that starts happening in this game, KC is going to help. Like Green Bay, their system doesn't have help for the tackles, which was stunning, and there was just quick pressure on Rodgers. You know, if these guys get quick pressure, they'll be chipping, with tight ends and backs and stuff to try and slow them up. But I like the outside rushes in Tampa. But the thing that for me, for Kansas City, you look at a guy like Aaron Stinney, the right guard for Tampa Bay, he just has a few starts under his belt. You know they're going to try and get Chris Jones one-on-one against him and try and, occupy Jensen in the center so he can have a one-on-one. We'll see if they can do it. That's 6'6", 6'7", going straight ahead of Tom, trying to get in his face. And we know Tom. Tom will hit the deck. Tom will throw the ball away and live to fight another day. So we did see Tom 2 weeks ago with a blitzer, coming straight at him, fire the ball up in the air and get picked off. So the edge rushers for Tampa and the middle rush for Kansas City are the two things that I'm going to really keep an eye on.
Does the KC dynasty talk this early bother you as much as it may bother some of us?
Well, this is what we do, though, right? I mean, we're always looking for the next one. I mean, people are talking about if Mahomes wins this in 10 years, is he going to be, surpass Brady? And I said, wait a minute, let's stop with the, what Brady has done, I don't know if it'll ever be done again, and let's hold off on Pat. Pat's the best quarterback in the league right now. He is, but he's in his infancy compared to Tom Brady and what Tom has done. So, yeah, the dynasty talk can get ahead of you, but I see what people see. You sign Pat to the long deal. You've taken care of your other big-time players as well, which kudos to them for the cap situations over the next few years to be able to take care of that. Let's see if that bites them at all. But they are set up to have a dynastic-type run, but it's easy to set up on paper and say, yeah, they're all set, and then to go do it on the field is a little different.
Mike, is America tired of Tom Brady?
I think there are times when we build somebody up or we root for somebody and then they start to become successful and look to tear them down. Look at Golden State. When all of a sudden they came onto the scene, we're like, wow, look at this team. Look at them shooting threes. How cool. And then the way they kept dominating all of a sudden, and then Durant goes there and all of a sudden they're the villains. It's like when you climb to the top, you're cheered, but if you stay on the top too long, then they kind of throw stuff at you a little bit, like to throw the darts. But I think Tom, there may be those that say, my God, he's had enough. Let somebody else start winning. But then there's others like me who are just like, my God, he just keeps doing it. You split his career in half. He's had two separate Hall of Fame careers. Yeah. So I think he's almost beyond the point of, my God, we've had enough of him, to how much can he actually keep winning? He wins seven. You guys know this. He wins seven. He has more than any franchise in the NFL. Any team, it blows your mind of the things he's accomplishing.
And any chance, if he is able to do it, they are able to do it, that he retires?
I don't think so. This guy has staunchly said he wants to play till at least 45. And last I checked, he ain't 45. So for everybody, it would be the perfect cherry on top. Go to a new team, no preseason, no offseason. Beat a Hall of Famer in Drew Brees, beat a Hall of Famer in Aaron Rodgers in the playoffs, beat the best player quarterback in the game right now, and everyone would think, what a great time to walk off in the sunset. He said, no, that's the cherry on top. I'm going to throw some whipped cream over the top and come back and do it again. So I don't think he's done, no.
Mike, what should the Patriots do at quarterback next? Derek Carr or Jimmy G or draft the guy 15th? What should they do?
Man, I tell you what, could you imagine Jimmy G coming back? I mean, listen, everybody was like losing their mind. Jimmy G goes to San Fran, and all of a sudden, maybe reality checked it a little bit. He's not what everybody thought he might have been had he been the guy, going after Tom Brady. Though you don't know when the system is and all that, you're not sure. It seems like they should start anew. Where that is, I don't know. Are you at a point where you think you're going to have to build enough to draft a quarterback and start all over again? I don't think our Bill's going to do that. I still think Bill is going to find himself a vet to kind of build around, even if it means then underneath that kind of bringing along a young quarterback, kind of like he was going to do with Brady and Garoppolo before that blew up.
One of the unfortunate things about there being no Radio Row this week at the Super Bowl is we have not had the opportunity to have guests on who want to plug something. I do know that you want to tell us how we can win some cash from you. Is that correct?
Yeah, yeah. I'll do it quickly so I don't, you know, that is one of the big differences though. You are right.
You've been there. I mean, that's what it is.
Oh my God. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Just what you do. You do the interview and then at the end you let them go off about what they want to for a minute. And yeah. That's that.
Yeah.
Listen, been down that road. Oh yeah.
Normally, it's some kind of a revolutionary treatment for some physical ailment that older men have. But yeah, go ahead.
Boy, oh boy, let me tell you what, I'd be talking about that all the time. God knows I need it. All this is a chance to win some money and not have to pay any. That's what this is. It's real quick. It's the paper squares game we all play on Sundays. You pick your squares and then, unfortunately, some poor sucker gets the numbers 5 and 9 and just donated his money because they're not going to win. But this is the modern technology. This is Super Squares, the app. So you go to the App Store and get the Super Squares app, and it's a little more involved. You make 3 predictions on the game that you score points. You answer 2 questions while you're doing that, and you get points for it. And then you pick a square, but it actually goes into 4 different number combinations, so you don't get stuck with bad numbers the entire game.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And it's all free, and you can win. There's over $2 million in cash and prizes up for grabs. Somebody is guaranteed to win an $80,000 Rivian electric SUV. They're not even out yet. They come out in March, I think.
Oh, that's cool.
And you can still have your group fun. There's a skybox within this app. You can do your group game, have your own people in there, but your score there still counts on the national level, so you can still win a ton of different prizes. So it's a lot of fun. I'm going to have my own skybox. My password is Golic. You can jump in my skybox. There will be a prize to win in there. It's just a modern version of the paper squares game. It's fun, it's free, and it's really easy to do.
That sounds like a lot more fun than watching Get Up. I don't know about you, Mike.
Look at you.
All right. So did you pick KC? You picked KC, right?
I did. Yeah. I went even more specific. I went 31-31, last drive, Kansas City has the ball, Mahomes takes him down, game-winning field goal, 34-31, Kansas City.
All right, Mike, great to talk to you.
All right, guys, take care. Thanks.
Bye.
We got to take a break. The crossover is coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week 1? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.